Back to My Garden, episode 86.
Welcome to Back to My Garden. Discover your passion for gardening. Here's Dave Ledoux.
Attention gardeners, are you concerned about toxic chemicals, GMOs, and frankenfood? Don't panic, grow organic. Discover my new resource for organic gardening. Go to www.backtomygarden.com/myorganic. It's finally here. 99 remarkably clever gardening shortcuts that you can use immediately. It's a free report. You get instant access. It's an epic list of tips, hacks, and gardening ideas just for you. Go to www.backtomygarden.com/clever. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world when you listen to this. I'm Dave Ledoux, and welcome to a special episode of Back to My Garden. And today, folks, keep your fingers crossed that Skype cooperates. We're going all the way halfway around the world to Eastern Poland. Karol Melaniuk is a student in Lublin, Poland, which is the ninth largest city in Poland, about 100 kilometers from the Ukraine border. And he's studying horticulture at university, and he has long-term plans to become a plant breeder and a scientist. He's building a new Facebook community for lovers of plants, and he's into Formula One racing. So please welcome to the show from Lublin, Poland, Karol Melaniuk. Hi, Karol.
Hi, Dave.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting to the show.
I'm excited that you're here. You're our very first guest from Poland. And our listeners are in 66 countries now. And they want to know all about gardening in the Eastern European countries and what it's like growing up in Poland. So relax, take a minute, and share with us a little bit about your background and how did you fall in love with gardening?
My gardening has started when I was a little child. My mother and grandmother, I can remember, growing vegetables and other plants in the garden. When I was a little boy, I interested in this. My grandfather has an orchard, I interested in having my own orchard, and tried to know how to cultivate the plants, how to cutting the trees, pruning, and how to propagate the plants. I was interested more in horticulture when I started studying in university. There I met fantastic professors which showed me how big diversity of plants we can see in the world, and how fantastic and interesting it is. How many different things we can cultivate, we can use as a people, how much the plant can to help us. I felt I want to discover it, and I wanted to have some on my own role in wilding. That
worked. Excellent. You know, Karol, we have a lot of parents that listen to this show, and they're the parents of young teenagers. And there's a tremendous pressure to borrow a lot of money to go to university in North America, especially in England, and take degrees that are hard to get jobs and careers with. You're 22 years old, and you have a bright future ahead of you. Don't take this the wrong way, but what do you want to be when you grow up? You have your whole career ahead of you. Where do you see yourself going with your degree in horticulture? What do you want to do with it?
In horticulture, I would like to be a professional a plant breeder. I would like to take a job about creating a new varieties of plants. What are used for today, like vegetables, like plants in orchards. I mean, apples, and plums, and other. Actually, and very different fruit bushes, like blue honeysuckle, like raspberry, blueberry, and working about adapting and correct their
You're using Google Translate?
No. Working about the quality and adapting to environment.
Excellent. Carola and I were talking about the blue honeysuckle. This is one of his favorite plants. If you grow blue honeysuckle, if you're listening to this podcast and you have any familiarity or you've grown blue honeysuckle in the past, connect with Carol on Twitter and Facebook. He has a brand new Facebook group for horticulture lovers. And I'll have those links up on the blog at Back to My Garden. We want to get as many opinions and photographs as possible up on his Twitter, specifically with regards to blue honeysuckle. Before we move away from the university, Carol, what advice would you give somebody who's 14, 15, 16 years old? Maybe they love gardening and maybe they're good at science. What advice would you give them?
What advice? I would to try cultivating the very different plants. For the beginning, it may be, for example, lettuce, spinach, something what can you eat, what can be tasty for you, maybe any tomatillos or baby veg, what cultivation making a lot of fun, and we can use it in any way. It will be a little motivation to doing it in the next years, in next seasons. It can be you can be encouraged to cultivating other plants difficult or more difficult in cultivation and developing knowledge about horticulture.
Do you go to school year round or do you get your summers off so you can grow your own garden?
Herbs. First of all, by growing herbs, mint, oregano, and this what can we use in kitchen, not only in little boxes in the kitchen, but in the little fields too. This holiday I boiled at a greenhouse. And there I wanted to try to cultivate really different ornamental plants, like tritoma, like in Latin, liatra, and very, very more other plants, and succulents, winter hardy succulents in Poland. I living in a 5A zone. It's quite cold. In the winter, we got around minus 30, 35, sometimes degrees of Celsius. The weather conditions are not too good for succulents, but some of them can survive outdoor and don't have in blooming really, really nice in the spring and summer. So it's thing what gives really a lot fun and satisfaction when we can see succulents like opuntia flowering in our stone garden. It's really fantastic.
For my American listeners, minus 35 Celsius is about minus 31 Fahrenheit. Below 30, both temperatures are freezing cold. So you can imagine what it's like trying to grow succulents and keep them surviving throughout the winter. Do you know what a chicken hen is? Hens and chicks? Are you familiar with that one? I don't know the Latin. I didn't go to school for it. It's a succulent called a hen and a chick. And it looks like a little low cactus with little baby cactuses around it, but no spikes.
Yeah, yes, I don't have yet it, but I will try to get it in this season.
I'll send you a link because that's about all I can grow where I am.
Thank you.
It's about the where you and I live, we're on about the same latitude. I'm a little farther south than you, a little warmer. Because you're, what, an hour from the Ukraine border, so you get real winter.
Yes, yes. It's awesome. Sometimes we got about 2 meters height of snow, but it's really, really rarely. This winter is quite nice. Mm-hmm. So the temperatures are not too low, and a lot of species can survive without any problems.
At the university, do you have a greenhouse? Do you spend most of the classes in the greenhouse?
Yes, we got the classes in the greenhouses, where we, in this time, actually working on tomatoes and ornamental plants like astromeria, like roses too.
Roses. Are some of the kids into roses? Are they the rosarians? You know the term rosarian? Like people who just love and grow roses.
Yeah. And we making experiments on them in the winter. So not only in summer, but we can making any different experiments in the winter.
You must have the grow lamps to keep the, because you don't have enough sunlight in the winter.
We got very little sun in the winter. It's actually at 3 p.m. It's dark around behind the window. So big meaning has a new modern lighting in greenhouses using the LEDs or different other things.
Very good. I want to ask you about this coming summer, the new season. Are you going to garden at home? Do you get to garden at all? What do you plan on growing after school?
Yes. In this season, I would like to try to growing stevia. I know it's a plant which has a really sweet leaves and other parts of plant. It's used as a sugar added to, for example, for the tea, for the coffee. It's a dietary product because it has a really little calories, and it's recommended to diabetics. And I would like to cultivating in Polish conditions because it's a plant which requires a really warm climate. I would like to check how does it works in exactly in this place, because in like in my home, because in Poland where I conducted a lot of experiences before, which gave a quite nice effect, but one minus is that stevia is not winter hardy in climate of Poland. So, or we can cultivate as an annual plant, or we can digging a roots and moving to, for example, greenhouses, where we have a temperature around 2 Celsius degrees. And next spring, around and half of May, when we don't have a risk of frozen, we can start to cultivate the outdoor. So I would like to conduct a little experience how much of green mass I can get, and maybe some work on varieties.
That's amazing. The Americans call it stevia. Same thing, stevia, stevia.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the white sweetener. Do you just take the leaves and boil it and dry it? Do you know how to make the sweetener?
I think that dry it sweetener. I have to check.
Yeah, that's a whole different experiment, is after you grow it, then you got to figure out how to boil it to make the sweetener and dry it, and then somebody has to eat it.
Yes, it's quite tasty, but similar to Chevy Jam.
Yeah. It's big in the diabetes community. I mean, in America, there's 16 million diabetics, and that's their... probably their most popular natural sweetener, because it comes from a plant and not a chemistry set. Will the university let you keep your stevia over the winter in their greenhouse?
Actually, I don't know. For sure, we had it in laboratory of in vitro. And I never seen it in greenhouses, but in next year, for sure, we could try something with that.
Fascinating. Very good. And then you grow vegetables as well for fun? Do you have a vegetable garden?
Yes. Of course, I have a vegetable garden. Actually, I have all of the vegetables what can we get in the shop. So I'm cultivating in so much as I don't have to buy in the shop. I don't have to buy vegetables in the shop. Absolutely. That what I'm growing is enough for my possibilities.
That's amazing. You know, when I went to university, I lived on macaroni and cheese and noodles. I had no cooking skills and definitely no fresh vegetables. I'm surprised I didn't get scurvy, you know. Long winters and no vitamins. Do you like hot peppers?
Not especially. I don't like spicy.
I'm growing. Have you heard of the ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper. Okay, your job after this podcast, I want you to go to YouTube and search ghost, G-H-O-S-T, ghost pepper, and that'll be your research. It's 1 million Scoville units. It's about 1,000 times hotter than a jalapeno pepper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And then on YouTube, people have taken videos of them eating them for fun on YouTube. It's called the Ghost Pepper Challenge. And I'm growing something that's 30% hotter than a ghost pepper. It's called a Trinidad Scorpion pepper.
Have you tried it?
I did last summer. I grew its cousin, the Naga Viper, 1.3 million Scoville units. It's the hottest thing I've ever eaten in my life. But you get stronger. It's like lifting weights. You get able to handle it if you have a little bit every day. If it doesn't kill you, you'll get stronger.
It will burn in your fat.
It burns something.
Yes.
But that's a whole new branch, like you said, of horticulture is developing these new plants. New roses, new hot peppers, new fruits.
I have never thought too much about peppers, but maybe I will be interested in that. Maybe not so like that ghost peppers, but I rather that sweet peppers.
Yeah, sweet peppers.
In Poland, is really a lot varieties cultivated against the climate. So we can work. So something about its spice.
Very good. I was just looking at the clock, Carol, and it's the time in the show where we play a game called Five Quick Questions. These are your chance to share your experiences and ideas with brand new beginner gardeners. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. What's the funniest or biggest mistake that you've ever made in the garden that you're willing to admit to in public?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, what's the biggest mistake or the funniest mistake that you've ever made in the garden?
Actually, I don't remember any of the mistakes but made by me. But I've seen like when my friend tried to sit a seeds of it was carrot with all the package. Somebody said we just putting seeds on the ground and not covering by anything. So it's absolutely, I don't know from text to that, but I was really laughed when I've seen that.
Very good. Did any of them sprout?
No.
Not even one?
Anyone.
That's hard when you plant 30 or 40 seeds and you get zero. I guess that's part of you're learning that in school, in university, is to be patient. You have to be patient to be in horticulture.
Yes, yes. Patience is really important. And without that, actually, it's hard to get something because sometimes we have to waiting for effects for many years. Especially with the grafting, what is art? It's a very difficult technique to propagation the plants by grafting. It's really you have to be master to to do is good. Master, to do is good. So the patient is really important.
Fantastic. Yeah, I never consider that, especially in orchards. Year after year, you're grafting in an orchard, trying to create something new.
Yes.
Three winters ago, in February, it went from minus 20 to plus 18 in the middle of February here. All the trees came alive, and then it went back to minus 20, and all of our peach trees, the sap froze and exploded the trees in half. And it killed 90% of the peach trees where I live because of that weird weather.
Yes, in Poland, it's really often happens because the winter is not so stable and temperatures changing, as like you say, and more.
Do you have vineyards? Do you have grape where you live?
Actually, I love tomatoes. In my garden, tomatoes always have a special place, and I like them taste. They has a lot of potassium, and they're important. They're for organism and taste. So I would. It's my most enjoyed vegetable.
Good.
Grapes. Actually, I like the apples, and when I'm interested in blue honeysuckle, it's my on my first place now.
Very good. Question number three is, and again, you're Polish and English, so this will be tricky. Websites for gardening. When you want to look something up or learn, are there any websites that you can suggest, one or two good websites for gardeners?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to use English language and in Polish. So, mm-hmm. From English language websites, I recommend DaveGarden.com. It's a real big source of information about cultivation plants. That list is really well boiled. We can find it actually everything what we can. When I can't find something in Polish, for sure I find it in Dave Garden.
Okay.
And the second website in English is Gardening Know How. They're like in Dave Garden. I can find many of cultivation instructions and other things. But may I recommend some Polish websites?
Yeah, I'd be interested to look at some Polish gardening websites. Go ahead.
So I can recommend ZielonyOgródek.pl. .pl.
You're going to have to send me those links because I'll never spell that properly.
Of course, I will send you. And Świat Kwiatów.
Nice.
.pl. So two websites when I look in more open, and two can find a lot of information about landscaping and collecting, mainly in ornamental plants, but any other vegetable cultivations instructions too.
Nice. Isn't it amazing, Carol? 25 years ago, no internet. How would you find stuff? You'd have to look everything up in books in the library. It would have been so much slower. Now, when you have a gardening question, you just go on your phone and you can find everything. Speaking of books, question number four. Do you have a favorite gardening book or a book that's really good for a beginner?
It's not actually a gardening book, but it's a Botanica. Mm-hmm. It's a real big book which has a exactly many informations about plants, how to cultivate them, how they are bulbed, what is their usage, and for beginners is for sure the best choice, because actually everything starts from botanics, and later we learn many different things, like recommends for minerals and other. On the beginning, I recommend to start from the botanic, so to meet the plant, meet the requires and pollinations, pollinators, and others.
Good. Are you ready for question five?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's say somebody comes to you and they've never gardened in their life. They're brand new. What's the first thing a brand new gardener should try to grow? In Poland?
I think for sure stevia. Because it's a new plant in Poland. Known for actually maybe 7 years, and not much people growing up with this, cultivating this, and I recommend much other herbs, because what we can use. What we can get organic by myself, we can be sure that quality is good, because we alone taking care about this, and you can be sure any other things like pests or something when we use it, and it will be with in plus for our health. So I recommend herbs. I can say that a real good thing is to start growing leaf vegetables, more leaf vegetables, small leaves, lettuce, what are really good for different salads or as addition to sandwiches. That's from new things.
Good.
And from these older things, it's I recommend for everyone to grow vines. Everyone would like to have collecting our grapes and making in your home self-made vines. It can be a new experience to try in cold conditions.
Nice. Well, listeners, there you go. Gardening in Eastern Europe, in Poland, an hour from the Ukrainian border. Make sure you follow Carol on social media, on Twitter, at Carol Melaniuk, and on Facebook, a brand new community for horticulture lovers called Horticulture Lovers. And you can like them on Facebook. I'll have all those links up on Back to My Garden. Carol, I think you're the youngest guest we've ever had on the show so far. Congratulations. Good luck at university. You've been a great guest. I want to give you the last word to the listeners. Can you leave us with some wisdom or some advice?
What advice? It's really hard to grow for yourself, because we are learning a patient by this. We can get all vegetables, all herbs, learn about plants, and become more calm. More calm and patience, what is really important in these times when we all time are stressed, every time having a lot of work, having a short sleep, having different things connected with that. So horticulture is kind of a cure, what can help to survive for us in this time.
Good job. You've been a brilliant guest. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.